Singer Spotlight is made possible through a grant from Woods Piano Company in downtown Johnson City. Authorized dealer for Steinway, Schimmel, Yamaha, and Young Chang pianos. Hello, this is Tony Partington, and today the Singer Spotlight is on the Great American Musical. That was Mary Martin, along with Theodore Bacall and the original Broadway cast, and the title song from Rodgers and Hammerstein's The Sound of Music. Today's program title, The Great American Musical, is certainly an all-encompassing one. And my aim for this show is not to just concentrate on Broadway, but sample some lesser-known American musical theater works as well. In choosing the selections for today's program, I mulled over a vast repertoire, and there is no possible way within an hour's time to include all that I'd like to. But I do think that what I've chosen will be found diverse and interesting, and this applies to the singers as well as the selections.
I caught you, sir, having a look at her as she went strolling by. Now didn't your heart go boom, 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 boom? Now didn't you sigh? I warn you, sir, never to dream of her. Just bid such thoughts be gone, or it'll be boom,
boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom. From then on, for once in love with Amy, always in love with Amy, ever and ever fascinated by her. Set your heart afire to stay. Once your kiss by Amy, tear up your list, it's Amy. Ply her with bonbons, poetry and flowers, moon a million hours away. You might be quite a fickle-hearted rover, so carefree and bold, who loves a girl and later thinks it over, then just quit cold. I'm once in love with Amy, always in love with Amy, ever and ever sweetly you'll romance her. Trouble is, the answer will be that Amy'd rather stay in love with me. Ever and ever fascinated by her. Oh, I'm so happy. I want everybody to sing with me the next line. Once you're kissed by Amy.
Once you're kissed by Amy.
Tear up your list, it's Amy.
Tear up your list, it's Amy.
Ply her with bonbons, poetry, and flowers.
Ply her with bonbons, poetry, and flowers.
Moon a million hours away.
Moon a million hours away.
Let me say it. You might be quite the fickle-hearted rover, so carefree and bold, who loves a girl and later thinks it over, then just quit cold. Everybody sing, once in love with Amy.
Once in love with Amy.
Always in love with Amy.
Always in love.
Ever and ever, sweetly you romance her.
Ever and ever, sweetly you romance her.
Trouble is the answer will be.
Trouble is the answer will be.
Ha 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 ha. That Amy'd rather stay in love with me.
We've heard Ray Bolger and his show-stopping performance of Once in Love with Amy from Frank Lesser's Where's Charlie? Where's Charlie was just one of the many wonderful musicals of the 1948-49 Broadway season. It ran simultaneously with Kiss Me Kate, Love Life, and South Pacific. And while it was an established success for writer-composer Frank Lesser, it was his subsequent musical, Guys and Dolls, that is considered his greatest work. Based on a story by Damon Runyon entitled The Idyll of Sarah Brown, Guys and Dolls is a musical fable about streetwise New York gamblers, their loves and adventures. Robert Alda created the role of Sky Masterson, and Isabel Bigley was his love interest, the Salvation Army lass, Sarah Brown. Vivian Blaine and Sam Levine rounded out the cast with the great Stubby Kaye in a cameo character role. Here are four selections from Guys and Dolls. First, the duet for Sky and Sarah, I'll Know. Then Vivian Blaine's famous reading of Adelaide's Lament. Following this, Robert Alda sings Sky Masterson's credo, My Time of Day. And finally, Stubby Kaye and Johnny Silver sing for us the show's title song, Guys and Dolls.
Bit of have with yourself a Scarsdale Galahad, the breakfast-eating Brooks Brothers type.
Yes, and I shall meet him when the time is ripe.
At a glance by the two pair of pants,
I know by his calm, steady voice, by his feet on the ground, I know as I run to his arms that at last I've come home safe and sound. Until then, I shall wait.
To me, mine I leave to chance and chemistry.
Chemistry?
Yeah, chemistry. Suddenly I know when my love comes along, I'll know then and there. I'll know at the sight of her face how I care, how I care, how I care. And I've stopped, and I've stared, and I'll know, long before we can speak, I'll know in my heart, I'll know, and I won't ever ask, am I right, am I wise, am I smart? But I have stopped and I stare at that face in the throng. Yes, I'll know when my love comes along. When my love comes.
Develop a cord. You can feed her all day with the vitamin A and the bromine.
develop blood grip. When they get on the train for Niagara and she can hear church bells chime, the compartment is air-conditioned and the moon sublime. Then they get off at Saratoga for the 14th time. A patient can develop blood grip, blood grip, la post nasal drip. For the week, for the season, and a sign if that's really a pimp. From a lack of community property and a feeling she's getting too old, a patient can develop a bad, bad cold.
My time of day is the dark time, a couple of deals before dawn, when the street belongs to the cop, and the janitor with a mop, and the grocery clerks are all gone. When the smell of the rain-washed pavement comes up clean and fresh and cold, and the street lamp light fills the gutter with gold. That's my time of day, my time of day, and you're the only doll I've ever wanted to share it with me. That's my time of day, and you're the only doll I've ever wanted to share it with me.
What's playing at the Roxy? I'll tell you what's playing at the Roxy. A picture about a Minnesota man so in love with a Mississippi girl that he sacrifices everything and moves all the way to Biloxi. That's what's playing at the Roxy.
What's in the Daily News? I'll tell you what's in the Daily News. Story about a guy who bought his wife a small ruby with what otherwise would have been his union dues. That's what's in the Daily News.
What's happening all over? I'll tell you what's happening all over. Guy sitting at home by a television set who used to be something of a rover. That's what's happening all over. Love is a thing that has licked them, and it looks like Nathan's just another victim. Yes, sir, when you see a guy reach for stars in the sky, you can't bet that he's doing it for some doll.
When you spot a John waiting out in the rain, chances are he's insane, as only a John can be for a Jane.
When you meet a gent paying all kinds of rent for a flat that could flatten a Taj Mahal, call it sad, call it funny, but it's better than even money. That's a guy's only doing it for some dough.
When you see a Joe saving half of his dough, you can bet they'll be minting it for some dough.
When a bum buys wine like a bum can't afford, it's a sin that the bum is under the thumb of some little broad.
When you meet a mug lately out of the jug, and he's still lifting platinum Baldy row,
call it hell, call it heaven, it's a probable 12 to 7 that the guy's only doing it for some dough.
When you see a sport and his cash has run short, you can bet that he's banking it with some down.
When a guy wears tails with the front gleaming white, who the hell do you think he's tickling pink on Saturday night?
When a lazy slob takes a good steady job and he smells from Vitalis and Barbasol.
Call it dumb, call it clever, I'll bet you can give odds forever that the guy's only doing it for some dumb, 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 dumb. The guy's only doing it for some dumb.
As I mentioned earlier, the American musical is not unique to Broadway. And in fact, the longest-running American musical is not and never was a Broadway show. The Fantastics, a brilliant and delightful adaptation by Tom Jones and Harvey Schmidt of Rostand's The Romantics, holds the record for the world's longest-running musical. It opened on May 3, 1960, at the Sullivan Street Playhouse in New York's Greenwich Village, and it continues to play there to this very day, a run of 31-plus years. The Fantastics is the basic tale of boy finds girl, boy loses girl, boy and girl find one another again. But really, it's more than this. It's a story not only of love, but of realization. The realization that true happiness is, more often than not, right in front of you. And after searching the world over, our two young lovers discover that what they really wanted was what they had to begin with. Let's hear two selections now from this wonderfully unique American musical. First, we'll hear Jerry Orbach as El Gallo and the most familiar song from the show, Try to Remember. Then Rita Gardner and Kenneth Nelson sing the final love duet, They Were You. Here, then, are selections from the world's longest-running musical, The Fantastics.
when the moon was young, when the moon was May, when the stage was hung for my holiday, I saw shining lights, but I never knew they were you, they were you, they were you.
When the dance was done, when I went my way, when I tried to find rainbows far away, all the lovely lights seemed to fade from you. They were you, they were you, they were you.
Although the setting for our next musical is far across the Atlantic in England, it is one of the most successful and well-known pieces of the American musical stage. Here is Julie Andrews now, and from Lerner and Lowe's My Fair Lady, I Could Have Danced All Night.
Bed, bed, I couldn't go to bed. My head's too light to try to
lay down. Sleep, sleep, I couldn't sleep at night. Not for all the jewels in the crown. I could have danced all night. I could have danced all night. And still have begged for more. I could have spread my wings and done a thousand things I've never done before. I'll never know what made it so exciting. Why all at once my heart took
American composer George Gershwin wrote several works for the musical stage, with his greatest work perhaps being Porgy and Bess. I thought it might be interesting to include on today's program a selection from a lesser-known Gershwin work. When Of Thee I Sing opened in December of 1931, critic George G. Nathan hailed it as the happiest and most successful native music stage lampoon to come the way of the American stage. It won the Pulitzer Prize for Drama the following May and ran for 441 performances, longer than any other musical of the decade. Here is the late Larry Kurt, along with Maureen McGovern, and the Orchestra of St. Luke's, under the direction of Michael Tilson Thomas, and the title song from George and Ira Gershwin's Of Thee I Sing.
Sky of blue, there's a love light shining just because of
Jerry Herman, the composer-lyricist of Hello Dolly, Mame, Milk and Honey, and Dear World, has been awarded a Tony, 2 Grammys, 2 Critics' Poll Awards, and 2 Gold Records. Both Hello Dolly and Mame are on Broadway's top 10 longest-run list. Herman is, in many respects, the quintessential American musical composer. In 1974, he crafted a musical based on the life of Mack Sennett, the great silent movie director, and his uneasy romance with his film heroine, Mabel Normand. Although the original Broadway production had a run of only 65 performances, it was this musical which established Bernadette Peters as a Broadway star and reaffirmed the musical greatness of Robert Preston. Here is the music man now, Robert Preston, and from the original cast album of Mack and Mabel, an unforgettable reading of I Won't Send Roses.
I won't send roses or hold the door. I won't remember which dress you wore. My heart is too much in control. The lack of romance in my soul will turn you gray, kid. So stay away, kid. Forget my shoulder when you're in need. Forgetting birthday is guaranteed. And should I love you, you would be the last to know. I won't send roses, and roses too. You so. My pace is frantic, my temper's crossed, with words romantic, I'm at a loss. I'd be the first one to agree that I'm preoccupied with me, and it's inbred, kid. So keep your head, kid. In me you'll find things like guts and nerves, but not the kind thing that you deserve. And so while there's a fighting chance, just turn and go. I won't send roses, and roses to you. So